At a farmer's market in Lancaster County, John Reel mans his vegetable stand, piling up ears of corn and ripe tomatoes. Reel is Amish, and with his telltale full beard and suspenders, he looks the part.
Oh, I do produce, and I'm a carpenter.
Lancaster County has one of the largest settlements of the Plain People in the country. Out of Pennsylvania's total of 65,000 Amish, the county is home to more than 35,000. Out here, horse-drawn buggies seem nearly as plentiful as cars. And it's easy to feel like the concerns of 2016, like, for instance, the impending presidential election, aren't quite as pressing here. But if you speak to Reel, it's clear that's not the case. He's tuned in.
I'm not sure how to word it. There's just a lot of things I don't really approve of that's going on. You know, I think they're working the wrong way. It's basically why I'm after Trump, yeah.
And Reel's not the only one. That is where Amish PAC comes in. The group has made it its mission to sell as many of the Amish on Trump as possible. Despite being based in Virginia, the PAC spent the last 5 months or so specifically targeting voters in Pennsylvania and Ohio, the only state with a larger Amish population. Both states are considered key to the presidential race. But if selling the Amish on Trump seems like a weird fit, that's because it is. Donald Craybill, senior fellow emeritus at Elizabethtown College and an expert on Amish culture, says in many ways the Amish are polar opposites of the ostentatious Trump.
Bankruptcy and divorce are both causes for excommunication in the Amish church. And Trump has a record of both of those. And the highest virtue, one of the highest virtues in Amish life is humility. And Trump doesn't particularly display very much humility.
Ben King, Amish PAC's Pennsylvania Outreach Director, concedes Craybill's point. But he says at the end of the day, those incongruities don't matter as much as you might think.
We're never going to have somebody that's perfect run for president. It's not the president's job to put the moral standard of the country in place. It's the church's job. That's the church's responsibility.
King is an enthusiastic Trump supporter himself. He joined the businessman's bandwagon when neurosurgeon Ben Carson dropped out of the race. He's also in a unique position to be running Amish PAC's Pennsylvania outreach. A lifelong Lancaster resident, King was actually brought up Amish. He only left the church 3 years ago. He says he knows what makes the Amish tick and notes Trump's qualities that resonate with him also resonate with lots of Amish people.
Well, we have a lot in common with business. I'm a business owner as well. So I can relate a lot to how he approaches things, and he has a common sense business approach. He knows how to make the bottom line work, where most politicians really don't.
However, it's clear that appealing to the Amish and inspiring the Amish to actually vote are very different things. Craybill is skeptical the PAC's efforts will pay off in any meaningful way. For one thing, Amish voter turnout is notoriously low. Amish women, for instance, rarely vote.
When we talk about 65,000 in the state of Pennsylvania, over half of those are under 18 years of age, and half of those are women, and half of the, probably three-quarters of the remaining men, have never voted and probably never will.
What's more, Craybill says he doubts the PAC's work in the last few months will even make much of a difference. To understand why, he says you have to look back to 2004. That's when President George W. Bush made some fairly historic inroads with Amish voters during his re-election campaign. About 1,300 Amish turned out that year. Bush ran a close race in Pennsylvania, but ultimately lost the state by a few points. Craybill says it's debatable whether the Amish had an impact that year. He does add, though, that the outreach methods used in that election were ideal.
The effort was, in 2004, was very grassroots-driven. By Amish people themselves in Lancaster County. So it had a very local feel.
This year, he says, the operation is different.
This is an outside effort coming in. I just don't think there will be as much traction this time around, and I'm skeptical that there would be more than 500 or so voting. But, you know, no one really knows.
For the 2016 election, the bulk of the money Amish PAC budgeted for Pennsylvania has gone to advertising. The group's first effort was, as fundraising manager Ben Walters says, to introduce Trump to the Amish through billboards and newspaper advertisements. Now, the group's doing outreach to get voters registered. Walters says he thinks it will be worthwhile in the end, although he avoids speaking in overly strong terms.
It depends on how close the election is. Certainly if somebody wins Pennsylvania handedly, then no, the Amish aren't going to make a difference.
Still, Walter says at the end of the day, it can't hurt to try. And as for the Amish, John Reel, for one, has heard of the pack. But he says he doesn't really care about it one way or another. Really, he just wants to be able to live his life.
Each person is able to vote who they want, and, you know, it is, there's probably a lot of things going on that shouldn't be going on, really, you know.
Like what?
For instance, the pressure on certain cultures, you know, that shouldn't be. You know, it's supposed to be a state of freedom, freedom of speech, and that's something that we're losing in the U.S.
And it seems to Reel, if Trump says he's the man who'll preserve that freedom, so be it. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer, WITF News at the state capitol.